Today, we're talking about dimming your light.
First of all, are we dimming our light?
Yes. Are we dimming our light?
Early, I have felt like awkward my whole life. You're like, okay. Well, like, no, you know, there's been moments where I've like felt like really free to be myself, and I found my people, you know, that like, oh, these are people that see me.
Oh, but it doesn't happen that often.
But then I'm out, but then I'm with those people and others are like, ooh.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm going to talk about that.
So. Okay.
Welcome to Goodness Gracious. We're Laura and Estella. We're going to talk about, are you dimming your light? We're going to talk about dimming your light, figuring out if you are dimming your light, and what can we do about this? What should we be doing about it?
How can we solve the problem?
How can we solve the problem? I'm going to read this poem called Masks by Shel Silverstein. She had blue skin and so did he. He kept it hid and so did she. They searched for blue their whole life through, then passed right by and never knew. Why do we dim our lights? Like, why is that so common?
Maybe we could go to the question, which I heard. Gosh, I wish I could remember where I heard this, but it sticks with me. You can be one of three things. You can be a people pleaser, you can be a self pleaser, or you can be a God pleaser.
Ooh.
Right. So you don't have to please others, and always try to ask yourself the question, is this pleasing to God?
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can act in your authentic light,
mm-hmm.
and know that, you know what? I've gone into this with the right intention. And I think that's important, Estella, because you talk about that a lot. And you tell me your heart's in the right place. Your intention is correct. And so if this is where you're coming from in this situation, then don't doubt yourself. Let's go out. Let's be a genuine, authentic. But you don't have to be fearful if you go to the Bible first and find out what he says about shining your light and how to do it in the right way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like we've all dimmed our lights some ways in the past. I personally have my natural laugh can tend to be jarring to some, where I, when I get really, I hear something that's super funny, I tend to scream and then it's followed by a laugh. And I've gotten a lot of looks over the years, like a lot of shocked looks, a lot of, is that your real laugh? And in the past, it's definitely made me feel self-conscious about it, and actually made me feel very self-conscious about how I share my joy, and had actually made me totally dim my light when it comes to that, or just, you know, just being my true and authentic self, my goofy girl that I am, just the Laura, you know, that God made me. I've had moments before where I've definitely felt stifled.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Well, I know that, Estella, you are such a sweet, friendly, and outgoing person. And I know that personally, because we've gotten to know each other over the years. And, you know, that I feel like when we first met, I knew you had this, like, warm heart and this, like, you would be such a good friend. I knew it. But I also, like, I wasn't open to like making new friends. I think I was a little fearful of it, but you always I always like got this sense from you, like, oh, she has a real warmth about her. And I would hear your like laugh and I'm like, oh my gosh, she has the best laugh.
She's weird like me.
I was like, who's laughing? I love that laugh. And I like literally when I hear you laugh, it makes me so happy. And I was like, okay, she is full of joy. She is so great. And but there was like, I could now looking back on it now, I'm like, okay, there was a dimming because I felt like, and I, stop me if I'm wrong, but like sometimes we would have conversations or like, and I mean, I'm just as bad as it, but it, our conversation would end. I'll be like, okay, bye. Okay, bye. And we'd like split like the ocean, like, you know what I mean? We're like,
yeah.
Okay, nice talk. Bye.
And it was like so awkward. And it was like,
well, funny you should mention that. Okay. Because when, you know, and I've mentioned this before, how when we first met and we kind of started getting to know each other and you were starting to become more involved in the youth group, I felt like you didn't want to talk to me. So we both felt like, yeah, I don't know.
I know. It's funny. And I think there was a part of me that, like, I was just afraid.
Maybe.
And I think it was, honestly, a fear from past experiences of meeting new people, being, and maybe, gosh, maybe being too much in the beginning, possibly, and scaring people away. I don't know. Maybe I didn't want to do that.
Honestly, I feel it happening right now. Like, I feel like I need to come off as, like, put together. I need to talk in full sentences.
Presentable.
Presentable. Yeah, I'm like, man, this is just, as soon as we hit the record button, I just, like, I don't know. I clam up. I don't know. And I'm trying to, like, let that go. But, okay, I do want to start at the beginning. I want to start off with the question. I wrote down, are you dimming your light? And this question, I think, is important to ask yourself wherever you are. It might be obvious to you, and it might not be obvious. But what are ways that you can figure out if you are dimming your light? Because I feel like I've worked so hard not to dim my light. What does that mean for me personally? That's speaking publicly.
Right.
It's laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I was judged or critiqued. And people would say, hey, you're laughing too loud. You need to tone it down.
Yeah.
And I think I have never been, for example, like Joshua, my husband, in case you didn't know. I've never been like Joshua, where he just kind of, like, does things and he forms a plan in his head and he sees it clearly and then he just attacks and he's like, all right, this is what I want to do.
That's testosterone.
Oh my gosh.
Is my husband the same way? I kid you not. I think it's hormones, but no, I'm just kidding.
But they're like,
I know.
I like to approach things as trial and error, where he wants to, like, he studies things and, you know, he kind of, like, does it and he sees where things are going to fail and where they're going to succeed. And if things fail, he just doesn't even think twice about it. He just keeps going. But anyway, so I see him as a very successful person. I mean, look, he married me, so.
Number one.
No. Success. But me, on the other hand, I like to try everything and I don't know, like, I rarely read the instructions. You know, my friends like to read the instructions. I'm like, I want to put my hands on it and I want to start building it, you know, if it's like a shelf or something.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I don't want to say I'm multi-talented, because I feel like that,
you're like, I'm just so
great.
I can just do it all.
No, but I enjoy doing things, and oftentimes I have, like, a knack at it. I'm not amazing at it, but, like, I learned how to read music. I could read music for a while. I forgot now. I learned how to play the guitar.
That's one thing that you can pick up, like, again.
And no, sure. I learned you know, how to speak French, so for a while I was trilingual. But again, these are all things that I picked up and then put down again. Because, you know, I was either too shy to pursue it, or I felt like it wasn't good enough to pursue.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, definitely have felt a load of just doubt.
Have you ever felt like oh, I like too many things and I need to pick one to be good at.
Yes.
Yes, because I struggle with that too. And I don't think that, I think that that's society, the standards in which society puts us in, saying that we have to do things, we have to dress a certain way in order for us to be approved of.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about it is God made all of us perfectly imperfect, right? Mm-hmm. Like all of us have our own unique things to offer. So why would we all want to be like, you know, one another in terms like of just being good at this one thing when you could be so good at so many things? Or maybe you have these multi-talents where somebody is just really good at one thing, you know?
Yeah, man. So, if
I don't think you should let that.
I know. But people who are like really talented at one thing and that's what they focus on, they're the ones who are lifted up. You know, they're the one by society, I mean.
Do you think that those people, the people that have dedicated their life to just one thing and did that their whole year and climbed the ladder and then got this great pension and now that's what they're doing. That's it. They didn't pick up any hobbies. They probably didn't have that much family time and everything like that. And that's might be individual. But
okay.
Yeah.
So what? Yes. Yeah. In response to that, 1 Peter 4:10.
Oh, yes.
Let me pull it up because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And this verse is telling us we need to use the gifts for the reason that they were given to us. I've learned that I need to embrace who I am, which is being multifaceted and being able to, you know, just be into like different hobbies. And a lot of times having a ton of hobbies is frowned upon because you can't focus on one, but that's just not who I am.
That's who.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, we've talked about this before, how some people, you know, they just, they want you to get on one track, pick a single, you know, major in college and stick to it. And then, you know, retire and that's it. That's your life.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are not made that way.
No.
And the one thing I have like that, I feel like society is more accepting of that today. I feel like there's a lot more conversation about, hey, sometimes you'll change your major multiple times in college and that's okay because you're just trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
But I think there are still people out there telling you, hey, you need to zero in, you need to focus. And there is an element of focus, but when zeroing in causes you to morph into something that you're not getting better by changing, by stifling who you are. Right. You have to embrace, ask yourself, you know, who am I? Who am I in Christ?
Yeah, of course. Number one. Yeah.
Who am I? And how can I hone that and really focus in on how I can be the best self that I can be?
Yeah.
It's not about, my notes say playing small doesn't serve anyone. Because even like if we are a single, you know, single-minded person who's on one track their entire life, let them be on that track for God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
If I am, you know, multifaceted,
right.
If I have many talents that I can dive into, then God made me for a reason that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for us to look internally.
Yes.
What am I good at? Or in this case, what am I playing down? What am I afraid to shine? You know, am I afraid of starting something and then ending it and then people calling me a failure? Because I've gotten that a lot. You know, I'm not, my friends and family won't ever say that I'm a failure.
They don't say you're a failure, but
you they'll
feel
say,
like a failure.
But what I have gotten are, you need to be serious. You need to be, you know, you need to be more focused. Yeah. Focus on something. Like, go to school. I don't want to say, you know, I have been told I need to go to school a lot, but a lot of times school will put you on one track and that's it and you're done and you can't focus on anything else. And then there are people who will go to school. They'll try a new, oh my gosh, what do you call it?
Career path?
What do you call it when you go to college and you have not a degree. No, oh. Before that, it's called, you see,
certificate?
What is your genre? No. When you're in college, what is your major? Okay. People who go to college choose a major and then, you know, they're like, oh gosh, I don't want to be a doctor. And they graduate to become a doctor or whatever it is that they're graduating for. And what happens is they're like, this isn't for me.
They did it for somebody else.
Yeah.
Whether that's their parents or their like society, mm-hmm. right? Societal pressure to try to mold you into something that the world wants you to be instead of what God created you to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to ask ourselves is what are my talents? Because we're each created in God's image, and we were each given specific talents. He knit
in our mother's womb.
He knit us in our mother's womb. Mm-hmm.
I have a thought on this. Yes, because I really truly think that love, you know, how like important God is, like love is to God. God tells us, you know, God is love. I think that the way that we can develop our light and allow it to shine brighter is to tap in to what we love individually. Mm-hmm. Like you said, by looking and reflecting on the inside, what makes our soul happy? Because that's one of the things that God instilled in us. And if you can work on that happiness, building it up and putting it into practice, you're going to shine bright and you're going to shine so bright. I love treasure hunting. Okay. So like ever since I was a little girl, and for me as a little girl, I would be on the beach in Oceanside. I would be looking for shells and rocks and, you know, in Carlsbad, at Pontos, be looking at those. I have like a whole collection. I don't know how many rocks I have or shells, but like over the last 20 some years, I have quite the collection. And they're all very, very special pieces that I've collected along the way. But like, it is in my spirit and my soul. So my sister-in-law, knowing this, we have a very special connection because she works at like an outdoor wilderness school in Northern California. And she is going to take me gold mining down on the American River, which is right at the foot of her property.
Wow.
Like in the next summer or two. But, you know, it's like, that's a connection that I've been able to make because I was free enough to share something. And if you get me talking about rocks, if you get me talking about shells, if you get me talking about antique or vintage items,
yeah,
like you will see a change in my personality. Or, I mean, a change in me. Like I just will light up. Mm-hmm. Literally, my light will shine.
Mm-hmm.
Because that brings me so much joy because I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I found a community of people who really like the same kind of weird, eclectic, vintage things that I collect and like that I can nerd out with mm-hmm. and connect and like make friends.
Yeah.
And we can shine our lights bigger and brighter together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to move on to the next topic.
Yes, okay.
The next portion of our topic is recognizing when you're dimming your light. What are ways that we can examine ourselves? if you're looking inward at yourself, then these are a few of the things that you can look out for. Do you downplay your strengths and accomplishments? This means you brush off compliments or minimize your achievements because you don't want to seem boastful. Do you shrink yourself to make others comfortable? This is if you avoid sharing your opinions, talents, or excitement because you worry it might make someone else feel less than. Do you hold back in fear of judgment? This is like you find yourself apologizing unnecessarily, making yourself small in conversations, or feeling guilty for taking the spotlight. And lastly, do you avoid pursuing what God has put on your heart? Do you feel like God is calling you to something, but you keep talking yourself out of it because you feel unqualified or unworthy?
So let's, you know, a lot of people think they're just going through life and they're like, oh, no, I'm being my full authentic self. But in reality, that may not be so. So if you relate to any of these, it's possible you might be dimming your light.
Yeah.
I'm being convicted right now. Okay. Yes. You know, when you ask for things and God gives you not it, but he gives you opportunities to work on it.
Yep.
Yes. So for the longest time, I felt like I just did not have any time to do anything outside of my house.
Okay.
I was not capable of volunteering at church or going to every youth group or, you know, event. I just did not have the time. I didn't have the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was living within my limits because these are the limits God gave. Guess what?
Those were not God's limits.
No, they were the limits that I put on myself.
Yep.
And God was giving me all these opportunities to show me what I was truly capable of.
That's so funny. You know, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I always hear, don't pray for patience because God will give you opportunities to be patient.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I laugh every time. I'm like, why are three cars backing out in front of me? I know. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true.
And we kind of already touched on this, but what does the Bible have to say about dimming our light? Who are we really trying to please?
Okay. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mind pulling up 2 Corinthians 10:12? It's about, you know, we weren't called to be copies of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Read with me. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God Himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you, for we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. If Joshua were here, he could comment something like, oh, well, this is taking place in, you know,
yeah,
and so-and-so is reading this letter and stuff.
But we should have him.
Like, if you want Joshua on the podcast, let us know on Instagram. If people do want Joshua or anything on the podcast, a specific topic, you know,
let us know.
So we've talked about what the Bible has to say about it. And I did want to read the scripture about putting your light under a basket.
It's Matthew 5:15.
Would you read it?
Yes. Okay. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everybody in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Nice. Okay. I know not everybody who listened to this is going to be of, you know, Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a relationship with God yet, then, you know, now could be a good time to start.
Absolutely.
And this is open for everyone to listen to. But when we're talking about, you know, shining your light, yes, we're talking about being your true authentic self. That also means being who you are in Christ and who God calls you to be, because he
created you.
He ultimately has our greatest purpose in mind.
Mm-hmm.
With that verse, how do we stop dimming our light? Like, what are some things that we need to start doing in our lives?
Oh, okay. May I read that poem, actually?
Yes, please. I was going to ask you, but I wasn't sure if you had it pulled up.
Okay. The poem is called Let Your Light Shine. When you let your light shine, your soul finds the freedom to be, to laugh without limits, to live unashamedly. A spark in the shadows, a glow in the dim, your brilliance stretches far, never fading, never grim. As your light grows stronger, it can no longer hide, a fire that rages, a flame deep inside. Your light sparks joy, it bridges, it mends, it builds love and connection where darkness ends. No one can steal it, no copy will do. Your light is a gift, a reflection of him in you. And I know, like, it is easier said than done.
It's tough to navigate.
I say a lot. I'm talking a big game here. But it's true. You have to realize that what you bring to the table is unlike what anybody else brings to the table.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to bring it to the table, because you never know when you're going to bring something that the other person needs. I tell my son all the time, you better ask questions in class, because you never know when your question is the question that that other person had.
Yeah.
And they're just too afraid to answer or to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And so raise your hand. Like, go ahead and have that courage to just be like, I genuinely have a question,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you just never know how your light, how your courage will impact that other person.
Impact the people around mm-hmm. you. Yeah. Yeah. I think it has to do with building maybe confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Because it took me a while to be able to kind of say what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because most times I would say what I was thinking and people would, you know, either say that it's wrong or it's silly what I'm saying.
Mm.
And you can't be true to yourself if you're holding back what you really think about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, you know, oh man, that's ugly, you know, like, I don't mean you should be saying the first thing that comes to your mind, but I'm saying, you know, we need to say what we truly think about things mm-hmm. in a genuine way.
Right. Considerate.
In a considerate way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's why it's taking me so long. But now, okay, now I'm 40 and now I'm just going to start like that business that I wanted to start.
Okay. Well,
now I'm...
let me say something. Did you know Vera Wang? You know who Vera Wang is?
Yes.
She designs. She's a designer
Yes, I've seen.
She is famous for her wedding dresses.
I think she used to own a perfume.
Yeah. Vera Wang started at the age of like 40 something or 40s or 40 something. Yes. Wait. And look at her now.
I'm going to tell Devin.
Okay. No, I'm a firm believer. There is no time limit. Time is relative.
And the structure, I think, of like, oh, like you were saying, you have to hone in now, do this, focus on one path or like one career path. There are people that have multiple career paths,
right.
Multiple hobbies. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
It's just not common. And so people are quicker to say, hey, don't do that. This is more secure. This is proven and tested and proven, and this is what you need to do. But no, the only tested and proven thing is the word of God. And we need to see what does the word of God tell us, that we need to be our authentic self. 2 Corinthians 10:12, we weren't called to be copies of one another. Because we look at social media and we're seeing, okay, everybody's doing this. Okay, everybody's doing it this way. I need to do it this way.
Right.
But we can't, because we're not all the same.
Right. We each hold something so special and unique.
Correct.
Right. Oh, I love the thought that Philippians verse 2:15.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever like are feeling, oh, I just can't do this, just remember that it's not us being impressive. It is all about reflecting God's light. So remember that we are reflections of him.
Yeah.
And so center your life around the Lord and you know, remember that you're not trying to impress anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really God's light that you're trying to reflect. Okay, so should we do some final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts.
Okay. Final thoughts. We are not meant to blend in.
Right.
We're meant to stand out.
Right. Take some time to really be honest with yourself. Look inside and really ask yourself those tough questions of, am I dimming my light? This is about being who you are in Christ and reflecting his light.
Because
In the end, we're just reflections of God.
Yes.
And who he wants us to be.
Right. Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
All right. So think about where you've been holding back and what you might be able to do this week to step into your light.
Yes.
You can share that with us on Instagram.
It'd be great if people would start following us on Instagram. We have a few followers. You can let us know what you want to hear more of at Goodness Gracious the Pod, one word, on Instagram. And subscribe to our podcast so you can see when our episodes come out. We just hope that you found some encouragement. Pray about it. If you feel like you need to make some changes, ask that God would reveal what it is that's stopping you from shining your light and from being your best self.
Yes. Always start with prayer.
Yeah.
For everything. Anything.
And thanks so much for listening. We're so excited to jump into the next episode.
Two Tuesdays.
Yes. Every other Tuesday we're planning to post. So Lord willing, you'll hear from us in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.